Blog Talk Radio.
Gary has a strong program of adult education, where a person who missed out on high school can catch up after working out.
Gary and the Ellen.
Firm one.
Static selection.
Show off, show off.
Can we get busy?
Can we
do this?
Of a nigga living in his mama's basement. Yeah. Listen to a bitchin' every morning, it's the same shit. Yeah. Time for me to get out on this corner, make a cane. Yeah. Post a better nigga residence and be in basement. Yeah. I'm knocking at your dope, bitch, like I was maintenance. Say you sprung a leader. Yeah. Heard that you get pounds of that great shit every other week. Yeah. So my inclination to take shit at his fucking feet. Yeah. Stash it, broke it down, let the seven go for a buck a piece. Yeah. Cover sweet for a minute, switched up the optimal. Yeah. Now I twist my shit in the woods, but I got that tropical. Yeah. Some might say that I think illogical, cause I still believe in God, but down to dance with the devil to make a dollar. So I drop a straight in the water, never bother. Yeah. Serve anything other than harm. I keep the stars, and I see she fuck with nothing but ballers. So I charge her. Yeah. We hit them all right after I robbed her. Baby father, the home wrecker. Chrome leather and wood kit. Keep my name hot in the hood and my dick in the hood, bitch. Nigga violate, we slice them and dice them like wood chips. Hold them straight vanilla, ice them and get on some sugar shit. Hey, a nigga from 40 stories, watch him drop like Wile E. Coyote. New in your hood, but you out of the shadow, niggas know me. Gangsta years from the guts, never gave. Excuse me while I get my paper and I'm in the club gear. My collective only copping that straight kill. Got the cash probably chopping the whole field. We ain't shopping, bitch, we dropping up on the grill.
Nigga, I was born a bro.
Shout out to my real T.I. niggas.
Balls deep. Radio. Nights. It's William Stewart Bonney here just drinking and smoking, watching Cowboys football. Tonight we're doing a very special sports fun because we're sports fun friends here. We love doing sports things. How are you, America? I'm great. It's your host, Doc Bonney, broadcasting live tonight from Littleton, Colorado, somewhere around there, if not that. Excuse me, it's been a long day of exciting adventures, keeping it real on unprecedented levels. Tonight we're going to be joined by a very special group of human beings who are going to talk sports with us. We're going to touch base with baseball. We're going to touch base with basketball. We're even going to touch base with football because that's what's going on right now. But unfortunately, none of those people have called in yet. But being that I am your host, I'm smart, and I have decided to have backup plans. So right now, what we're going to do is listen to some groovy tunes. Possibly. Yes.
Turn myself down, yeah, I turn myself down, oh no. I'm wrecking my brain cells. I'm wrecking my
shit right here, baby. That boy Currency on this. Montana. Shout out to all the stores, shout out to all the websites, shout out to all the blogs and all that. That support French Montana, Big Mike, DJ Self, Evil Empire. You know how we play.
Pinning these lyrics from a hammock with an ounce of kush, a pack of bamboos, and an ice cream sandwich. I'm that dude. Game given to you from an OG point of view. Usually I sell it, but I got enough to share with you. Baby, if you cook and roll that weed, I'd be so happy with you. Fuck you so good, you know I'm cheating, it won't matter to you. You know how daddy do you, spitter make them jet maneuvers. Hop out the club, don't park ballet, won't get a chance to move it. I'm out before I hear the music, that's how quick them hoes be choosing. I don't call it, pussy be crawling to me, homeboy. I don't know who did what, cause I was in the cut. Rolling tropical, sitting low as possible.
Girl, yeah. Relax in the sun, low as possible. Relax in the sun, low as possible. Relax in the sun, low as possible. Relax in the sun, low as possible.
Shorty pussy be the meanest. I be ballin' all arenas. Homie high somewhere in Venus. I mean it's when I tell you that I want it, I don't need it. They be knowin' the procedure. Shorty yellin' from the bleach. Got me reachin' like a two-guard. Too hard. P-Mass or a suit on. Five chains, canaries help me cool off. Too dark. Camaro like Larry Flint. Black star, rock star. Montana, Aerosmith. 45th. Homie niggas dying, I be flying out. Feds on my niggas tail. Hiding out, Montana sliding out. Baby, don't be fucking with my hot. Suck a nigga dry. I be low as possible. Trying to clear my mind. Montana, bitch.
Relax in the sun. Low as possible. Relax in the sun. Low as possible. Relax in the sun. Low as possible. Relax in the sun. Low as possible.
Mac and cheese. It's the sequel right here, baby.
Earl presents Tiny Hammers of the Literary Underground. Just to reset this shit. Because we got to do that every once in a while. We're bringing on a special guest. Special guest, you are You're on live.
What's up, world?
Is this Gandhi?
And you know it.
What's up?
The one and only. Oh, man, he used to a pick. I'm doing all right. I'm watching this Cowboys game, and Romo tried to throw the ball, and it got tipped up, and it was picked off.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, too. That's what we're doing tonight. We're doing sports, and unfortunately sports is real, and it happens, and that just happened.
Yeah, that definitely just happened. This is looking bad out here. The play calling is kind of making me mad because on third and one, honestly, I think it's very overrated to bunch everybody together, bring three tight ends out there, a fullback. We're going to run straight. Okay, so the defense knows that. And so, like, the chance of getting that is kind of slim. I hate those third and one calls. But –
And yeah, I haven't really been liking the offensive play calling all year for our lovable Dallas Cowboys. It's been quite the roller coaster, I think, to say the least. It's just kind of you never know. There's really never been any consistency, and when there is consistency, it's just bad consistency. Throwing too much,
well,
not really.
What I don't understand is if Jason Garrett's calling the plays, or is it Tony Romo, or is it the offensive coordinator? Because they're in the offseason, they're like they're going to give control to Romo so he can do more play calling, you know, audibles and all that stuff. But it looks like his audible calls suck, man.
Yeah.
What he's doing out there, it looks crazy.
Definitely. He's definitely not got any Peyton Manning qualities out there. But, which, that's the game that I got to watch today was the Broncos versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, which was actually a very enjoyable game, which I was pretty surprised about. It was really, really close for some reason for pretty much 3.5 quarters. After that, it was Broncos being the Broncos, but man,
let me.
I think
people look at the.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. The Cowboys did what?
I was gonna say the Broncos or the Cowboys might not have beaten the Broncos last week, but they did something a little bit more damning, and that's expose a lot of their weaknesses and really kind of give a blueprint on how to beat them in a certain degree, to a certain degree.
It's for real. Like, what I saw today was an offense that is, you know what I'm saying, is moving to awesome or whatever, but the defense definitely has holes in the passing game, and the Cowboys did give the blueprint to it because all you got to do is air them out because, different one, but all you got to do is air them out, you know, because Justin Blackmon, he had, like, 120 yards a day and, like, 100 yards of yak.
Oh, yeah.
Yards after the game.
Yeah, 190. I'm playing him in fantasy football. He had 190 on me with, that's
he had, ridiculous. He had 190 receiving?
Yeah, something like that with, like, 15. He had, like, 14 receptions, I'm pretty sure. It was, like, one of those, it was one of those coming out parties, you know what I mean? Like, every once in a while as a sports fan, you get to watch somebody who, like, you've known for a while is going to be pretty good, but, he had 14 receptions with 190 yards. But, it was a coming out party for Justin Blackmon. And Chad Henne looked like, I mean, it was one of those things where you're asking, like, one, what the fuck's up with the Jacksonville Jaguars helmets? Those are the ugliest goddamn things I've ever seen. Two, why aren't they a better team? Like, they were a little pissed off today because I think everybody had been saying that they were going to get blown out. And, you know, they had the largest, like, point spread ever against them. But they didn't look that bad. There was definitely a lot of mental lapses and definitely, there's room for improvement. But they weren't the worst team I've ever seen. And that actually might be a reflection on the Broncos as well. So, who knows?
I mean, the Broncos got lucky today because if they would have played even a mediocre team, they would have lost today. All the turnovers and the fumbles and the picks and stuff like that. They happened to play against the Jaguars. But the Jaguars aren't that bad. They're just young. They're probably like a team full of 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds. You know, so they probably like go to practice. I don't know for sure, but they probably go to practice. After practice, they go to the club or something. They're 23 years old. There's not no veteran leader on that team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
probably just chill. A bunch of rich young dudes.
Yeah, I think
that's probably the problem with the Jaguars.
Definitely. I think the most veteran leaders, as far as I could tell, is Brad Meester, their center, who's been there for, God, just years, and Josh Scobie, their kicker.
Scobie.
Nobody's really listening to Scobie or Meester.
What about MJD? You don't give him respect
to
be the
leader? Well, yeah, MJD definitely got a voice in the room. But he's kind of on his down slope of his career, and I think that's just really due to how bad the team is, too. I think he's probably, like, if he was to go to another team this year right now, I think he'd probably have, like, some really successful seasons for the next couple of seasons. But as it stands, his longest running play was today, 6 games in, and it was, like, a 25, 27-yard running play. So if that's your longest running play of the season so far, like, he might be on the down slope. Unfortunately.
But then again, like, I don't feel bad for him because he's on, like, 2 or 3 extensions. He could have got out of Jacksonville a long time ago, but they kept throwing him big money, and it's like,
No.
Are you watching the game right now?
I'm in and out, but
I got some bad news for you, man. Washington punted it. Oh, never mind. We're good. No, they punted it, but the ball hit the Cowboy player that was trying to block, and the Redskins recovered it.
I will say, though,
he's wrong.
However much this Cowboys season has been pretty much like the past few Cowboys seasons, a roller coaster ride, Terrence Williams, I mean, I got to see a lot of him at Baylor. My parents live in that area, so I got to see a couple Baylor games back in the day. And he's a badass, but damn, he is not only a badass in college, he's a badass in the pros. And I think Miles Austin might have to look out. His job might be in.
Honestly, I think Miles Austin needs to go ahead and get traded for his fifth-round value, whatever we can get out of him, because his hamstrings are definitely out of there. And Terrence Williams took his job last week with 151 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But
no,
he's been pretty good since Baylor. He had like 1,800 yards receiving at Baylor last year, which is pretty remarkable to me, if you ask me. Even though it's an air raid offense, it's still pretty a lot of yards.
That is incredibly remarkable. I mean, 1,800 yards,
I'm going to tell you the most overrated thing. The most overrated thing in sports right now is the Houston Texans football team.
Oh, man.
Real.
And the worst reflection of human beings as well. I mean, can you believe them, like, cheering another person, like, getting hurt? Like, regardless if you're, you know, like, mad at somebody for what they do on the football field, like, that's that person's career. That's how that person eats, you know? Like, I would never cheer if someone, like, threw their back out stocking groceries or something. Like,
I mean, even today when the Cardinals are playing against the 49ers in San Fran, some Cardinal defensive end player, I think his name is Calais Campbell, was down on the ground with a neck injury, and the crowd was doing the wave while he's down on the ground. That's pretty disrespectful to me, too.
That's California for you. I don't know how else to put it. I have no disrespect towards Californians or anybody associated with California, but after living in L.A. for a little while, that was a pretty eye-opening experience to how heartless a lot of people can be. It's just, like, really not giving a shit about fucking anything. Speaking of the Cardinals in Los Angeles, they are playing tonight in the NLCS, or actually not tonight, tomorrow night. Tonight is Detroit and Boston, which Detroit leading in the bottom of the third, 1-0. Have you been watching any of that, Gundy?
The baseball?
Yeah.
Not really. I have my roommate here at the university. He's from St. Louis, so he keeps me updated with the St. Louis stats and all that. I know the first game of the series that I think Beltran walked off. Other than that, I don't really know, but isn't Detroit up 1-0 against the Red Sox?
Yeah, they're up 1-0, and then St. Louis is up 2-0 in the NLCS, which fucked St. Louis. They beat my beloved Texas Rangers a couple of years ago. But yeah, it's
St. Louis.
Baseball. It's hard when your team is knocked out to, like, really still keep up with the sport sometimes, and that's kind of how it is with me and baseball. Now, for our listeners, Gandhi and I are in a ball league together, the Balls Deep Baseball League, and I had a string of injuries, and I'll say it was a mighty, mighty string. It was like 4 or 5 players. Like, Jose Reyes went down for like 60 to 90 days. Same with Hanley Ramirez a couple times. Same Kershaw. That pretty much just threw me off. I was out of fantasy baseball. I'm pretty sure I came in last. I haven't even been able to check. But, you know, that's how it happens.
I mean, I made some pretty crazy trades during the baseball fantasy, and like, to some crazy people who've been knowing what they're doing, or just like the 3-for-1 trade that I would offer people. Like, 3-for-1 trade is crazy. People are like, oh my God, I'm getting 3 players, but I'm giving you like 3 mediocre players for your star player. So, I don't know. It's pretty fun, though. I like the fantasy baseball. It's just like you got to take care of it every day. And when it came down to this stretch, I forgot to do it.
It's a labor of love.
I forgot to do it during the playoffs.
I won it like 2 years ago. And it's like one of those things where, man, if I win something every couple years, I'm totally chill with that. Like, I'm really not trying to be a fantasy baseball, you know, champion for years on end. Because I got some homies, like, that's their shit. Whereas, you know, that's my shit too, but not on that level. But how? Yeah, you're in school. Where are you going to school at?
I go to school in this little town that you would never know about unless you're like to hunt or you came to school here. It's Alpine, Texas, like the middle of nowhere, West Texas, like 2 hours from Odessa, in the middle of like the mountains and stuff. The closest Walmart for me is 57 miles away, you know.
What?
So like I'm out here.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, it's basically like wilderness, bro. Like we have javelinas, you know what that is? Like a wild hog, basically.
Yeah.
They walk around.
Yeah, I know what happened.
They walk around the towns. Yeah, and then, like, there's deers out here that are tagged and you can't kill them. And we also have, like, hand-sized tarantulas, bro. We're out here.
Damn, that's, like, where the biggest crime is, like, people are, like, going out and spotlighting fucking deer at night, shit like that. Damn, that's fucking...
Yeah. It's
that's what's up, though.
Have you ever heard of the Marfa Lights?
Yeah, dude. Fucking dude. I'm an X-Files fucking geek. Like, I'm all about fucking science fiction and fucking aliens,
yes,
and galaxies and all that shit.
Marfa is 30 miles away, and I've seen those crazy-ass lights.
Dude, and they've got a cool art scene, too, from what I can remember. Oh. I might come visit you, Gandhi, because Marfa's been a place of interest for mine, and I haven't gotten to go there too many times, especially since I moved out of Texas.
Bro,
I haven't gotten to...
Bro, Marfa lights are so, like, the Marfa lights are so cool, even Hank Hill had to go look at them.
Yeah, no,
you
I mean, that,
looking at
that, the King of the King of King of the Hill, where they go and do the Marfa...
Yeah, that's how crazy it is. Even Hank, you'll have to go look at the Marfa Light.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go check that out. But I thought, you know, what's up?
You thought everybody was going to call in today? I understand that Alex is driving around or driving back home or what?
Yeah, no, he'll call in soon. And then my friend Sam should call in soon, too. He's not too into the internet, so... But he is into sports, so we'll be talking. But I thought we might as well just run through a few of the games that happened today, share our opinions on them, just because.
Oh, no doubt.
And,
the game of the day was definitely the Saints and the Patriots, though.
Man, what a fucking game, too. Kimbrel Tompkins, man, that guy is just shit. He just... really stepping up in the clutch, like, when
I mean,
they need him.
He has to.
Yeah.
Yes. I think once you get to the level of the pros and you happen to play with a guy like Tom Brady that throws you the ball perfectly every time, I think, you know what I'm saying, after that, you just got to catch it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's all you got to do.
I mean, I would feel bad just dropping balls, you know. It wouldn't even be, you know, you feel bad for the team, but then you're letting Tom Brady down, fucking all pro, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and that's unacceptable. Can't be doing that. And I mean, they were playing the undefeated New Orleans Saints, who revamped defense, who the defense had been carrying them a lot of the, I mean, of course, Drew Brees has been doing what Drew Brees does, but he doesn't have the offense around him that he's had the past couple seasons besides Jimmy Graham. And Jimmy Graham was he wasn't hurt, but he was, he's definitely limping around, and hamstrings were seeming a little tight. But, they won. New England won 30-27 on that last second touchdown, and that was just, that was just one of those games, man. That was a fucking awesome game. Get to watch two of the greatest quarterbacks of our era, two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, go head to head, which is always an exciting thing to do.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And Drew Brees is like top 10 greatest throwers of all, like just straight passing the football. He's top 10 easy, you know, 5,000 yard seasons.
Yeah, which is just unbelievable, you know. I commend someone who can throw 3,000 yards to there. That shit's crazy. God, Robert Griffin, he is he's quite the football player, I'll tell you that. watching this game, man. He is, he's doing his fucking thing.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking good. I give him props, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to give him any love because he does play for the fucking Redskins. You know, so
yeah,
that's why I don't give him any love, but which just completely
yeah.
blows my mind. But he's a pretty good athlete. He's a pretty good thrower of the football. Ooh, okay.
That's for sure. Yeah, and he's just one of those guys, too, that just is he's really good. He's really fast at faking, I mean, just at, like, his play-action passes and all those things, too. It just kind of, like, he's just a good quarterback all the way around. I don't know how else to put it. I'm kind of drunk, Gandhi. I'm going to put it like that. I don't drink too often. I've had quite a few beers today.
Bro, it's crazy because whenever I do my shows, like, I have to drink. I feel like when I drink, the truth comes out, and I'm, like, way better at it. It's just fluent. I don't be thinking about it. So you're doing a pretty good job, man. You don't sound too drunk. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm high.
Yeah.
Like, I'm high as fuck, dude.
Too. Dude, I got super ripped this morning. I had to take a nap in between games. You know, it was one of those, like, it's perfect Sunday, pretty much. I think that's the best way to
play. Bro, people, it's the craziest shit, bro. So I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, right? So it's not really that much good weed at all, period, at all. Simply because that's the fact. So this guy, I'm doing my homework, right? And he calls me like 4 or 5 times. I don't answer. And I finally, like, text back. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, can you help me out? I'm like, all right, I'm going to try, but I can't do it. I'm not going to text you back, whatever. So he calls me again, and I can't help him. This motherfucker gets on Facebook on my fucking wall, and it's like, you are a sap for not helping me get this motherfucking weed. Like, he was trying to fight me because I couldn't get him, like, some Reggie. And where I'm at, the sacks, where I'm at, the quarter sacks for $25, you get, like, 3 grams of Reggie, bro. It's ridiculous. Like, so if you're pushing it, you're hitting the licks out here. It's ridiculous. I fucking hate being out here. I cannot wait till I get back to the city.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Dallas-Fort Worth, too, it's not, not the primo weed scene in the United States, that's for sure. But, I mean, it's definitely, God, it sounds a lot fucking better than that. That's bullshit, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I remember you posted on Facebook the other day, people fucking skipping into your stuff, and that's always a fucking bummer. I hate when that shit happens, but.
Yeah, like, get to our shit, man. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, people act like fucking crackheads for that shit sometimes. I don't fucking understand it. Like, yo, you don't have any weed? Like, go to bed or something if you need to. Or drink a beer. I don't know.
I know, right?
Go
get some currency and get your own shit.
Yeah, go fucking move to a state where it's legal. I don't know. That's what I did. I was tired of not being able to get weed consistently, and I was like, I'm going to go to fucking Colorado. That's where I am.
Right. Hey, do you think the Bengals are legit, or just the division is starting to fall off?
Man, that division's falling off hard, dude. I was watching that Ravens-Green Bay game, and, like, I commend Green Bay for, you know, keeping it all in the family and having only, like, a couple players that they brought in through free agency. Goddamn, man, like, that was just, it just wasn't too good. Like, from either of them. And I know Green Bay's not in that division, but the Ravens were looking just, how are you not going to let Ray Rice just run all over the field all the fucking time? Like, I don't have his stats
know, right?
in front of me. But, hey, we're bringing on somebody else, too.
What's up?
Bonjour. Is this
what's
Mr.
up?
Reed?
What's up, guys?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. I'm chilling. So we're talking a little foosball here.
Talking foosball all the time.
It's like a little foosball.
Who is this? It's K.I.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? What's up, K.I.?
Oh,
how
what's
you
up?
Doing, buddy?
Chilling. I want to get on the sports discussion right now, all right?
Yeah, for sure, man. What do you have to bring to the table in the sports realm today?
Want to know what I have to bring to the table? All right, I knew 3 of my homeboys went to the Cowboys and Redskins game, and I didn't get to go. Right there on the 50. Right there on the 50, 12th row, all right? And I could not make it. That's what I have to bring to the table, disappointment.
Damn.
How come you couldn't make it?
How come I couldn't make it? Because I was unaware of it, because I hadn't seen him, and my phone was out. That's why.
Damn. That's,
I know, right?
Oh,
it
my.
Sometimes, K.I.
I know, it does happen sometimes. Life. I don't even know who's winning. I'm not even watching right now. I was just watching something else. I was watching the 2 Chainz video. It was very, very stupid. But anyway, let's find
Freddie
it.
But, hey,
I
was
the video instead of Cowboys.
Hey, those seats you have, my college played at the Cowboys about 3 weeks ago, and we all got to go to the stadium or whatever, and it was open seats. We could see when to sit, and I sat at the seat you're talking about, 50-yard line, front row. When you're sitting there, you're not looking at the field. The only thing you can look at is that big-ass fucking TV above you.
I bet.
So, like,
I heard when they were making it, like, they were playing Call of Duty on it. That's what people tell me. I have no proof of it, but people were telling me that they were playing Call of Duty, the construction workers. And I was like, well,
like,
that probably hurt your neck.
That is the only thing you look at when you're in that stadium, and that's the reason why that stadium is not that loud on game days, because everybody's so fascinated that they look so damn big on that motherfucker. So, like, I don't know what's crazy. They're watching TV. You should have your black ass at home, man.
Might as well. I would have to deal with the crowds. Shoot. Who do you guys think is going to win at anyway? Let's see. We got the Redskins 3-7, huh? In the second.
The Cowboys are going to win this because the Redskins are going to deteriorate in the second half like always.
Right. Well, the Cowboys are the Cowboys. They're going to find a way to make it close. They'll find a way to screw up and make it close at least.
They'll definitely make it interesting. Hopefully it's not that interesting. I think that's
hopefully
it.
Are you guys Cowboys haters? I'm not a fan of the Cowboys. I mean, I'm just saying, if someone's going to offer you to go to a game, I mean, I would like to show up.
I'm diehard.
Oh,
whenever I was 8 years old, won a contest to go stand on the field with Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, whenever they were all being introduced, running out on the field. Probably top 10 proudest moments of my life.
Really? Whoa. Is your beard on that too? Because I saw your beard. It was pretty immaculate.
No.
It is.
It's pretty immaculate.
I was like 8, so I was clean shaven. I was, I had some stubble at that point, but I wasn't shaven yet.
You had stubble at 8? I didn't get my first stubble to like 16. You're kidding me, right?
I'm fucking with you. I did not have stubble at 8 years old. I think
that'd be crazy.
I did have some kind of creeper stash, though. That was what's up.
Nah, mine doesn't connect, though. Girls. Like, I spent all these years trying to get a beard, and now everything's fully in except for one little piece on the side of my lip. And it looks
ridiculous. Hey, guys, Dwayne Harris just held a punt return.
You just what?
Yeah, Dwayne Harris just housed a punt return for a touchdown.
Oh, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Dwayne.
So
I really like Dwayne
Harris.
So
it's 14-3. Me too. When he came out of ECU, Eastern Carolina, I was like, yes, he's pretty nice, you know. Fast school. They push out a bunch of speed and stuff. So when we got him, I knew he was going to be good. The project is working with him. He can be a pretty good third receiver, I think, once Miles Austin's bitch ass is traded.
Why don't you like Miles Austin?
Because Miles Austin is always hurt. He's overpaid.
Well, yeah, he is always hurt.
Miles Austin got a contract off one game. Miles Austin went to Kansas City, I think, like 3 years ago and had 250 yards and copped a big-ass contract off one game. He ain't done shit since he got paid. That's how I feel about Miles Austin.
The only thing he's done is have sex with Kim Kardashian and bring that whole fucking sideshow circus to fucking Dallas. Now was annoying as fuck because that's when I lived there. I just don't understand why. Like, you're just play football. You don't have to date. Like, yeah, I understand. You want to date, or you want to, like, you know.
Well, no, he didn't want to date her. He wanted to penetrate her. That's correct.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was
saying.
You want to have some good times, but like, you don't have to bring that fucking shit show to fucking Dallas. And like, we've already got Tony Romo, and that. that in and of itself is a fucking media circus all the fucking time for whatever reason. So,
what do you mean for whatever reason? For the reason I just stated a little while ago, he always finds a way to screw up. It's just how it is.
Who are you a fan of? Who's your team?
I like the Colts.
The Colts?
Oh, well, that's interesting.
You're lucky I'm an Andrew Luck fan. I was about to bash your team, but I can't. I have no points.
Dude,
I wish
about
to talk
say,
shit on
I don't dislike the Cowboys. In fact, I say that when I say anything about the Cowboys, it comes from a place of just like, I hate watching what they do to us as just people who live in the city. Because every time, you know, they start off and doing pretty good and people get excited, it's like, wow, these guys might actually do something. Then right at the end, there's always that one thing, whether it's an interception, whether it's an entire game, and it just all goes wrong every time. How many times are you going to let your heart be broken? How many times?
Many times does it take?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I remember in 1990, was it 96 when we won the Super Bowl? I remember that. And I remember being happy as fuck. And that was,
how old are you? I feel like you're 45.
No, I'm 24. So I was
overshot.
7 years old. That was, like, one of my first real memories, you know, but that was just really because my parents were fucking, like, super excited and shit. So, you know, like, that...
Andrew, you're only 24?
Yes, sir.
Bro, you live like you're, like, 35, dude. I swear, I thought you were, like, older as fuck, dude.
I told
you,
that's what I'm
advanced.
Saying. I went to 40s. Yeah, I was like,
he's just advanced. William is just advanced.
Yeah, no.
His AKA is William, by the way.
Yeah. Reeves, actually, Gandhi, he's like 2 years older than me, technically. Something like that.
Yeah, Reeves. I think Reeves was buying alcohol my freshman year. When I met him at junior college, I was like 18, and he was buying alcohol, I think.
Man, he was close to buying us alcohol in high school. I'm just kidding. That's not true at all. But... But, definitely. I've actually had a homeless person yell at me before because I was driving my friend's truck. He was like, hey, man, let me have some money. And I was like, I'm broke. He was like, what are you, like, 35? And I was like 19 at the time. And I was like, nah, dude, I'm 19. And he was like, oh, shit. He's like, never mind, dude. And he was like, take it easy. And just, like, continued being a homeless person and spanging. It's a really weird experience.
You don't know a lot of weird experience, though.
Y'all listen to this. I have a crazy team. I have a crazy team that's 1-4, but when I name these players, it won't even sound like a 1-4 team. This is my fantasy team for the Balls Deep League. I have Jay Cutler, Marshawn Lynch, D'Angelo Williams, Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, Alshon Jeffrey, and that team is 1-4.
What type of league? What are the stipulations are in your league? It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy. Let's see. One second. I think the league is PPR, points for reception, something like that. Quarterbacks will score up to, like, I think the most I've seen was Peyton Manning in that 7-touchdown game. I think he had, like, 60 points, 70 points, something like that. I really don't know how to categorize this shit, but, like, I don't understand how the team that I have is 1-4.
I mean, Jay Cutler's been bad, but he hasn't been that bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Jay Cutler, like, when it comes to, like, quarterback winning games and all that bullshit, it might not look good, but fantasy-wise, he's going to throw 300.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Brandon,
that's all it is.
You know, if he can get it to Brandon during a game, you're probably going to get a touchdown. So,
I got a question. Is Eli Manning, like, throwing the season away so they can get a number one pick next year? What's going on with this 13 picks in week 6?
I don't know.
They just dropped Brandon Jacobs back, though, which I thought I never thought I'd see that. Like, Brandon Jacobs back on a fucking on a Giants team. That to me was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he had 100 today. He broke 100 yards and a touchdown today. I don't know who they're playing, but he did it. Crazy stuff.
Hey, just to switch over to basketball real quick, keeping it real with switching around on sports all the time. Mr. Pau Gasol was offered a contract extension, and he decided to go against that contract extension. So the Lakers are going to have to trade him because their luxury tax is going to be just, like, retarded. Like, it was already – it was going to be, like, fucking, like, laughable if Dwight had stayed around. But with this, it's still just real bad. Where do you see Pau Gasol going, dude? Like, because this is one of those where I honestly can't – I could think of 100 different destinations. I mean, I could think of 32 different destinations for a myriad of different reasons and a myriad of different –
Yeah, because 32 teams. Yeah. So I would say Memphis. Go to Memphis.
Memphis? You think you could go back to Memphis to play with his brother?
No, might as well. I mean, I already got his rings. His brother doesn't. So I'm just saying – that's one good thing that you can have over your younger brother and just be like, hey, rings every day.
True. I mean, Memphis probably would be the logical destination since he was – I mean, he was technically drafted by Atlanta, but he was traded directly to Memphis after that. So, I mean, that would be the logical destination. I mean, that does make the most sense. But,
I mean,
you
could try, like, in Indiana. That's another big team. But, I mean, they already got – they're covered, basically, you know.
Yeah, I don't see him going to Indianapolis. But, you never do know. Another team that, to me, is kind of interesting is the New York Knicks or the Brooklyn Nets, both of those New York teams, because they're both always involved – with these kinds of discussions, but the New York Knicks, especially just because they've always kind of flirted around with Pau Gasol. You know, I don't know. It depends. But, I mean, him and, Amari Stoudemire for Pau Gasol, I don't know if that would alleviate the cap situation whatsoever.
No.
I think that would probably further worsen it, actually. But, maybe a Tyson
Amari's
Chandler.
Amari's old a lot. He's old a lot.
But a Tyson Chandler,
for instance?
I mean...
New York needs Tyson, though. They need someone who plays defense.
They do.
But really likes, just loves defense. You know, they don't really have, not to my knowledge off top, you know, of people on their team that actually want to play defense. You know, they'll play it. Like, Carmelo's gotten better at it. But, you know, still, he wants to play offense. J.R. Smith, he wants to shoot the ball. I mean, it's just how they play.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know. I think another interesting place, maybe the... the Denver Nuggets. I mean, that wouldn't be too far of a stretch, just kind of because since Andre Iguodala left this offseason, they're kind of looking for – they've got Ty Lawson, but they need that person that's going to bring people to the game. And if they were somehow able to trade Danilo Gallinari, who is just kind of like this really crazy small forward, power forward hybrid.
Like, he's too good, though. He's too good. They can't get rid of him unless they're going to get a beautiful offer back.
He is and he's not. He's one of those players that, like, yeah, he'll drop 40 games or 40 points in a game, but, like, he's also one of those players that, like, he'll probably disappear a couple times in a couple of games and you'll just see him, like, not driving to the basket, not just jump shoot. He's a jump shooter kind of guy. He's, like, one of those guys that will get freaked out and just start jump shooting all over the place.
I like how you use that term, freaked out.
That's the only way I can think of to describe it, too. He's a Euro, dude. I fucking hate to say it, but, like, I mean, most, like, Dirk, for instance, whenever he came into the NBA, he wasn't, like, driving to the fucking basket with his fucking shoulder into the jaw of the defender. You know, he's running in and then, like, whoa, about 16 feet, like, thinking about it. So then he's slowing down and taking a jump shot.
still take Jump Side. It's just more unorthodox. You can't really block Dirk's jumper nowadays. Cause it's like,
yeah, true.
One leg is fade away. You know, he's that tall. I don't know, you know, how exactly how tall he is, but, you know, the way he shoots it, he releases it, like, right above his head. Like, no one's going to actually block him. So it's basically unstoppable,
yeah.
You know. So, but he still does it. He's always played like an old man. He's always played like an old man. That's why Dirk can probably grind out 3-4 more years because he's just always played old. All he does is take jump shots.
He can, and, man, honestly, that's not too bad of a team this year, that Mavericks team. I'm a diehard Maverick. I'm just a diehard Dallas sports fan. And that Mavericks team is, you know, it's definitely not a championship team. I don't even think it's a top five team in the West. But I do think that it's not that bad of a team. I mean, you got an older Sean Marion, an older Dirk, of course, but an older Vince Carter. But you've got Monte Ellis, who's going to infuse some youth. Jose Calderon, Devin Harris is back, who's really good and speedy. We got that Shane Larkin, who was the point guard for Miami. Brandon Wright, who I think, and DeJuan Blair, who I think, hopefully DeJuan Blair to me is more of like a really undersized center, and Brandon Wright is kind of like maybe a larger power forward. So if they can kind of be able to offensively run the ball like DeJuan Blair is a power forward and Brandon Wright's a center, and then for the defensive matches have, you know, that flip-flop, then we might have like a really formidable second unit coming out there. But I don't know.
Can I just say, though, Vince Carter is like, how old is he? Like, he's like 35?
36. He's 36. Yeah.
He feels like the oldest 36 on the planet because he came in the league doing, you know, ridiculous dunks and all that. Doesn't he feel like he's been in the league for like 100 years? Like everything he does just seems like slow motion to me nowadays because he was so
Everything has always seemed like slow motion to a certain degree, and it is like, but it's gotten, yeah, he's 36 years old. But it's gotten to that point where it is slow motion. You know what I mean? It's not like the good slow motion where you're watching somebody like, oh my God, like that dude is doing a fucking 360, jamming his arm into the fucking bottom of the net, you know, dunk. It's more to the point where it's like,
he missed
that
layup,
dude is
like
doing a layup, but he might miss it, you know?
He
not
tried to dunk.
To
I remember when he tried
the
to
game either, though.
Hmm?
Not to take anything away from Vince Carter, he may have lost a step, but his shot is still fucking smooth as butter.
Of course, the shot's gonna be there, but it's just when you come into the league dunking like that, I mean, just straight taking it to another level. Like that's why I feel like it's gonna happen to like Blake Griffin, unless he develops like an actual mid range game, because he doesn't have any mid range game. That's something that I'd be afraid of for what I've seen. I don't know how he's going to be this season, but from what I've seen
push him out to 16 feet and he's worthless. You're not, he's passing the ball. Like him and DeAndre Jordan are,
DeAndre's worse. Don't put him in the same category. DeAndre's worse. He's a letter grade below Blake Griffin in everything he does. And I don't know why.
It's true. They are also a letter grade above, you know, 30 other teams combo at power forward center, you know. I think Indianapolis is about, you know, the only other power forward center combination, or actually Brooklyn and Indianapolis, the only other two power forward center combinations in New York, the Knicks, that I would take over, you know, Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, yeah, that you would take over. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but if Blake Griffin could get himself a good mid-range game that was actually reliable, that would stretch the floor out. DeAndre, all we really need from DeAndre is maybe just, we need maybe a little back-to-the-basket game. We don't need nothing crazy. I don't need to do no 18-footers, you know, fadeaways. You know, you don't have to dribble the ball. Just get a little back-to-the-basket just to mix it up, and we'll be good with the Clippers.
I like
the Clippers team. I just like them. I like the way they play. I like them.
Which is interesting to me. I've never liked Vinny Del Negro. I've always thought he was a really shitty coach.
Well,
and
he's
he
gone
actually...
now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is gone now.
They got Rivers.
Oh, yeah, Doc Rivers is a fucking coach now. That's right. No, well, that team's going to be fucking phenomenal. That's I completely forgot about that. That team's going to be heads and shoulders better than what they were. I mean, you think about if Doc Rivers had had Kevin Garnett at that point in his career, at the point of having Blake Griffin in his career, you know what I mean? Because instead of Kevin Garnett, he got Tracy McGrady. And, you know, Tracy McGrady honestly is, like, top 25 greatest small forwards to ever play the game, even based on
statistics.
He could
have been way above that, but, you know.
No, he could have been top five.
He was having some moments. I'm just like, this dude's incredible. But, you know.
Dude, it's one of those things. I was looking at all of his stats, trying to figure out, should this dude be in the Hall of Fame? He's of only 15 players to average, like, 15,000 points, or like have over 15,000 points, have over 8,000 assists, have over 7,000 rebounds. And the other 14 players are all in the NBA Hall of Fame. So it's like one of those, like, what is your case in not having Tracy McGrady in the Hall of Fame, besides him being hurt all the time and him never making it past the first round of the playoffs? Which, I mean,
can't gloss over that, though. Never making it past the first round.
Exactly.
Even Charles Barkley, you know, he made it all the way
to made it to the finals. Yeah, exactly.
You gotta give me more the first round. That's why I feel like Carmelo Anthony will be. Like, he'll be, like, there's different levels of even Hall of Famers, I think. You know, there's some people that are just automatic shoe-ins. You don't even have to, like, look at a stat. You know, like, Larry Bird, Hall of Fame. Michael Jordan, Hall of Fame. Magic Johnson. There are some people that, like, they teeter on the edge. I mean,
we can throw
this guy in here or not. But if he wasn't, I mean, no one would really trip out too much, you know.
Exactly. Well, it's like Scott Skiles. Scott Skiles, for instance, the old coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, like, no one would ever know that he's in the NBA Hall of Fame for playing. Like, I'm like 99% sure on that. Let me recheck just to make sure I'm not lying. But he had 30 assists in a fucking game, like, where when he played for Orlando, like, and that will it is hard for me to conceptualize someone breaking that record. You know what I mean? He's like,
I
one
broke
of the
it
top...
in 2K once. I mean, I don't know if that counts. But...
That doesn't, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Not in the in the NBA Hall of Fame. That was really, but he probably will be one day, maybe.
Who, Tracy McGrady? I think Tracy McGrady can make it. He'll make it. Him and Allen Iverson. I don't know why. No one mentioned Allen Iverson when it comes to the Hall of Fame. First things first, he's not going to play anymore. So some people are still holding on to that idea. He's not going to play anymore. That's done.
No,
I think he could make the Hall of Fame.
Possibly. He possibly could. But, you know, I honestly, with the way that he treated people, and especially the media, and the media is the people who have, like, most of the votes, you know, I don't know if he's going to be, I don't know. I think he'll, in my eyes, he's a Hall of Famer, but, you know, you never know. You never do know. You honestly don't. Especially, like, the MLB Hall of Fame is so crazy to me how, like, Pete
that's
Rose.
Totally different. That's once the steroids came in, it just tore everything in pieces. Like, because there are some people who have votes that are like, look, everyone was doing a steroid at the time, so it doesn't really matter for the players of that generation. And then there's some people that say, if you did steroids, you should never be in it. So they're fighting within themselves and just voting. So if you're like a Pete Rose or something like that, or someone who did do steroids and you're well known, you're sitting in the middle of this like, oh, well, I'm probably not ever going to get in. Or at the very least, you know, it'll be tarnished. There'll be an asterisk by it. I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame with Babe Ruth with the asterisk by my name, you know? So.
Yeah, definitely. Well, K.I., it's been a great, great night on the sports topics. But I think we're going to have an abbreviated episode tonight so I can continue getting drunk and smoking weed.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm fine. Wait, hold on. Before I go, I got to ask you one thing, though. All right?
Yes.
Did you listen to Lil Giant?
I have, and I loved it.
You liked it.
Awesome.
Good. Well, I'm glad you actually liked the actual music itself. Like, it was a rush project, so some of the mixing was off, and I kicked myself over it. But I will be back, I promise. I mixed the Pledge,
yeah.
And the Pledge was mixed beautifully. I will come back, and I'll find something else to draw. I don't know if it'll be a mixtape. I'm really focused on the album now. So I'm glad you liked it and enjoyed it.
I recommend everyone out there check out Knowledgeable Intellects, Little Giant, produced by Louis. It is a fucking awesome ride. It's one of those that I like.
What was your favorite song on there then?
I mean, that's always one of those that's... Here, let me pull up the track list. I think it was...
Is it still You Ain't
Trill? I mean, You Ain't Trill, of course, but I knew... I wanted to do something that wasn't bad since I had already, if you're
people.
A frequent listener of the show, you would know that. But I really like Lou Made Me Do It, which was...
funny. That was funny. I
yeah,
to put some
exactly.
In.
And it shows a different side, man. That's what I'm always about, is like that, those, like, you know, like... It's cool to get one side of a person, but then whenever each new project drops, them show you another side. And that's kind of what I was, that's what I dig. So,
we'll maybe do it. All right. Well, hey, you're not the first person that told me that, which is weird. I don't rap over trap beats. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to let you go. You get drunk, don't die. You can get high.
Yeah, never.
Whatever. All right.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, take it easy, my friend.
See ya.
All right, later, man. And this has been Tyena versus the Literary Underground, presented by Earl Apparel. Good night and good luck, assholes.